This has to be decided today. A time-sensitive couples therapy.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Today, the reason I say it's time-sensitive is because it basically, Logan's life for the next couple days will be in balance.
Oh, no.
If this doesn't get figured out today. And so he reached out to us via email and is on the show asking for our help. Good morning, Logan.
Good morning.
All right. So what's going on that we have to be these lifesavers for you?
Well, you are absolutely right. This is time sensitive. It is March Madness Week.
Yeah,
baby. It is like my Olympics. It is the best 4 days of the sports year, wall-to-wall basketball. So it's like a big holiday for me. I never miss it. And it's been kind of a tradition that I usually take 4 days off of work so that I can catch it all. I spend time with my friends. We get together, do a lot of drinking, a lot of partying, put some bets down, and we have a great time. So, usually my off days for the week are Monday, Tuesdays, so okay. Then I take 4 more in addition, so I've got the week.
Nice. So, okay.
Yeah.
This sounds awesome.
So you get it. My wife feels that maybe 4 days, taking 4 days of vacation for this is too many, and that I should just select 2 of those days to take off to watch March Madness and hang out with the guys, and that I am finding to be a little bit of a challenge.
Okay. So your wife, Jocelyn, does not want you to use 4 vacation days to enjoy March Madness. Mm. Let's bring Jocelyn in here and see what she has to say. Good morning, Jocelyn.
Good morning.
Okay, so not a fan of him taking all these days off or March Madness or both?
It has nothing to do with March Madness. It's okay. Last year, he ran out of vacation and 6 days. And so, I just think that it's a good idea to bank a couple of extra days just in case we decide to go somewhere, in case there's an emergency that he needs to take that time off for. You don't need to go with your buddies for 4 days in a row to party. We're 35 years old. We're not 22 anymore. We can sit home alone for a couple of days and you can hang out with them for the other two. That's how I feel about it.
I know I can see the wheels spinning for Husker Nick because this March Madness is a big deal for you.
Man, I'm especially so if he's got the way he brought up his quote off days, this man probably does a blue collar job is what I'm guessing, and that his weekend is on Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So he works on the weekends usually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to vote for hanging out with your buddies, but, I don't know. This is why we have the people to chime in on this thing.
We have so few opportunities for time off, though.
Yeah.
Don't you want to make them count?
That's
a good point.
You want to make them count.
That's a good point.
But you never know what's going to pop up. I mean, especially if these jobs are really stringent on being gone and for what purpose. I mean, this is dark, but what if there's a death in the family? What if there's something that you have to travel for and you have to take a couple of those days? What if you get really sick?
Not everybody's like me who has a month of vacation to go through.
What if on, geez, JP.
I was making a joke.
Yeah, it wasn't a joke. You do have a month to go through. What if he misses the most epic Saturday in the history of March Madness, and he's not there with his buddies, but he's sitting at home alone, listening to the sounds of silence and crying because he's not with his friends.
All right, well, we've given you our opinions on it.
Old friend.
I think what we'll do is we will let the people decide your fate, Logan. So here we go.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
466-9696. Call in and let us know whose side you're on, Team Logan or Team Jocelyn.
Yeah, Team Logan, take all 4 days off. For Team Jocelyn, only take 2.
You can let us know on Facebook, X, and Instagram as well. KX969 or 466-9696. We'll take your calls and decide his fate coming up. Couples Therapy every Wednesday. And today, it's all about the madness. Logan reached out to us, if you're just joining, and says he takes 4 days off every year for March Madness to dive into basketball and beers and betting with his buddies. Ooh. It's something that makes him happy. It's one of his best times. And his wife, Jocelyn, is saying, no. You need to pick two of these 4 days that you've been doing for forever. So you can bank a couple for sick days, family stuff. You never know what could happen, and you ran out of those last year. So let's think responsibly. Plus, you're 35. You should be able to take a couple of those days off as an adult and be home and save those extra vacation days. And we want to know from you what team you're on.
Yeah, so on Facebook, KX969, Kevin says, he's a grown man with a wife. He should probably use what little vacation time he has for something more productive than getting drunk and watching basketball.
Mm. Oh, man.
Jasmine says, apparently I'm the odd one, but I agree with the wife. When you have limited PTO available, you don't have the luxury of using it all up in March. You're not in your 20s anymore. You have a family to consider. Grow up and act like it.
Michael says, Team Logan, my goodness gracious, seriously, Jocelyn, let your husband have fun. You take this away, he will resent you. Pick your battles because you're going to lose this one, guaranteed. Randall on Twitter says, I'm 50 and I still take days off to watch March Madness. Go have fun with your buddies.
Levi says on Facebook, KX969, says, March Madness is the best 4 days fan of the year. It's madness, I tell you. Take all 4 days madness off and don't look back.
Yeah, gosh. It is pretty fun because it's just wall-to-wall, nonstop action.
Roseanne says his life needs to revolve around his actual life and not what's on TV or a sports team. She is definitely Team Jocelyn.
You know, the biggest thing that I think is coming out of this for me is when they made the comment, you know, you're 35. It's time to, you know, stop acting like a child. Mm-hmm. And every time we heard that, I saw in the video Coryell cringe a little bit. Because she's closing in on old.
My eyebrow twinges.
Coryell's like, oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm getting there.
No.
It looks like a majority of our listeners say, Logan, you should still be allowed to enjoy yourself for all 4 days.
Ooh, baby.
I hear and accept that.
Jocelyn, I'm sorry. It seems like you're a loser in this situation.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to.
You know,
so harsh.
I feel like I should have expected that right before March Madness would not be the time to have that.
Yeah, right. People are extra fired up.
Yeah, this was kind of like a 1-16 matchup here. You really didn't have a shot.
Michael says compromise and just do three.